But Scott Lachlan and Kevin Bessler joined on the line now by Bloomington Normal City Manager. I was worried about calling you Steve Peterson, my country financial agent, and I referred to you as a city. Mark Peterson joins us now. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing okay, Scott. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. It's Friday. Well, big news. You guys met last night, and, you know, I've been hearing rumors, and I just kind of dismissed these as rumors. I said, don't worry about it. It was one of my buddies that lives in Normal. I said, don't worry about it. About some cuts coming to the town of Normal and the way you do things. So why don't you tell us what you came to last night?
Yeah, well, it was actually we met yesterday afternoon. It was our annual budget work session with the council, and we do it every year at this time. And obviously we've got some, and we've been talking about this for a few years, we have some revenue trends that we've been monitoring that are troubling, I guess, to say the least. And we're not alone. I think as you talk to other communities throughout Illinois, certainly central Illinois, even Bloomington and Peoria and others, they're experiencing the same thing. But what we're seeing is an erosion of some of our major revenue sources, a flattening, even decline. For an example, sales tax revenue is our largest, most important revenue source. It covers almost 40% of our general fund. Police, fire, public works, all our major departments are funded through the general fund, which again, sales tax is the most important revenue source. We've seen that our sales tax revenue decline now 3 years in a row, which is, I've been here 30 years. It's never happened in my tenure. Typically, over the years, our sales taxes have gone up revenue anywhere from 5 to 10% annually. But the last several years, we've seen that trend line flatten, and it's actually declined. Now, why is that? Well, first of all, internet sales, e-commerce is eroding the local retail market. And, you know, we've seen a lot of retail store closures recently here. I think we'll probably see more. It is very difficult for a bricks and mortar retailer to compete with their online competitors. In part because the online folks have typically lower costs and they can avoid the payment of or the collection of local sales taxes, which affects us. So that's one problem. The other problem that we're seeing locally, of course, is a shrinking workforce. We've seen our workforce decline over the last several years here, and that means fewer consumers and fewer dollars that are being spent at Walmart and Meijer and Home Depot and the like. So that obviously affects our bottom line. And it's not just sales taxes. We've seen a flattening of income tax, and that's another major revenue source. Utility taxes, all of our major revenue sources are either flat or down. So that, something's got to give, and we have to tighten up our belt to basically take into account the less income that we're receiving. Let me just give you a quick example. We're getting this year, our sales tax revenue is basically the same amount we got back in 2012. Our income tax revenue this year is going to be the same amount that we got back in 2008. So that just gives you an indication that on the revenue side, things are not good. However, I think the steps that the council took last night in our budget to make some cuts, and there are a number of staff positions we're eliminating and some program cuts, should put us in a position to be financially in good financial sound position for the next several years.
Wow. You know, Mark, we're talking with Mark Peterson, city manager, Town of Normal. When you said sales tax, I wrote down on a piece of paper in front of me, Amazon. I want to go back to that, but first let's talk about some of the things that the citizens of Normal, your everyday citizen, they're going to feel this a little bit.
They will. There are some services that will be reduced, in some cases eliminated. You don't lose 25 staff positions and not have any impact on service levels. So there will be some impact on services. Fortunately, not catastrophic. maybe some inconveniences from time to time, but I think we're able to manage these cuts so that the individual resident will not see major service cutbacks, but there will be some minor ones. The Dropbox recycle program, which is very popular, is one that the council has slated for elimination. They talked very long and hard about shutting down one of our swimming pools and decided to wait on that one. So Anderson Pool got a stay of execution, and that will continue to operate. But those are the kinds of things that the communities like us and others around Central Illinois are looking at, and they're, you know, it does impact residents, but these hard choices have to be made sometimes.
So the Dropbox program will be eliminated. I imagine that will encourage more people then to become part of the recycle program.
Well, we hope so. The problem with that is that our folks in apartment buildings, multiple family, they can't participate in our curbside program, obviously. So the council also talked about creating some sort of an ordinance requiring that owners of apartment buildings provide their tenants with some sort of a recycle option at their buildings, because they won't be able to take them to our Dropbox program. So that's something that the council directed staff to begin working on and bring forth probably sometime in March when we bring the final budget to council for approval.
How does it work in normal with recycle? Is it picked up every week or every other week?
Picked up every week at your curb. We have, you know, just like Bloomington and many communities, you can co-mingle. You have to purchase a recycle cart. I think it's $60, and then it's picked up as part of the regular waste fee every week.
One of the rumors that I heard swirling around was that you were considering knocking that back to every other week. And I said, no big deal. It's what we do in Bloomington, and it seems to be working for them. Did you think about that?
Well, we did. The council talked about a range of service reductions for waste collection. Talked about even privatizing the service, or going to monthly bulky waste collection, biweekly recycle collection, and those are things that can be done. Now, going to biweekly recycle connection saves you a little money, but it's not as much as you might think. It doesn't cut your cost in half, but it does save a little money. We used to have monthly bulky waste pickup here. We went to weekly, and it was not that much more expensive to go to weekly because the volume was so much less. It was a little more expensive, but not much less. So we do provide an outstanding service, and I think our residents have kind of come to expect that, and it's always hard to reduce service levels when it comes to waste collection. And I think, you know, City of Bloomington is grappling with some of the same issues, and they're looking at their waste program as well, and they may possibly be making some changes. I know I've just read in the newspaper they're looking at some privatization options. We did quite an analysis on privatization. We generally found, first of all, it's hard to compare communities because every community seems to have a different system and a different service level. But I think at the end of the day, if we went to a private service, I don't think our residents would save any money, and it would probably be a little less convenient than what we have today. So the council rejected that generally and wanted to go ahead and stay in-house, and really wanted to stick with the service level that we currently provide, if at all possible.
Mark Peterson, city manager, Town of Normal. So you're looking at about a $4.25 million gap you had to take care of.
It's every bit of that. The other thing, of course, that in addition to revenue, the state of Illinois piled on, and they've now assessed all municipalities a new fee to collect our sales taxes, which is $350,000 a year. Of course, we lost revenue that we were getting from the metro zone. That was $1.2 million a year, and that's big money. That's every year. So, those kinds of things, coupled with the declining revenue from sales taxes and income taxes and the like, really have put a kind of a crimp in our general fund and has created this need to again, what I say, tighten the belt and just become more efficient, and that's what we're doing.
Bloomington's looking at $3 million. You've got $4.25 million, and I'll ask you a question we asked a listener. I think we proposed it to either Terry Renner or Rasmussen. Are the towns working together as much as possible to cut costs?
I think we can do more Scott, and I think Steve and I talk a lot about this. I think he would agree, but I also think we are doing a lot together, but I don't think there's any question we can do more. And Steve and I have had a number of conversations, and I think we're both committed to try to find ways that we can better collaborate and cooperate, and not only that would result in improved service levels to both communities, but hopefully reduced costs. So no, can we do more? Absolutely we can, and I think we're going to do our best to try to work more closely and try to find those opportunities where we can create some efficiencies.
And the town regularly or normally gives money to organizations that offer services. You're pulling back on some of those, right?
Some of them, yeah, we are. Again, you may be talking, one of the programs was a housing rehab program that we participate with PATH. A great program, I might add, very beneficial. $30,000 a year we commit to that. Hate to lose it, hate to cut it, but you know, in these times when money's tight, you have to make hard choices, and that's one of the choices the council made at their meeting yesterday afternoon. So yeah, we'll be eliminating that, and it's too bad because it is a good program.
Let's go back to the beginning of the conversation and the problem that not only Normal is having, but communities everywhere, and that is the depletion of funds because the sales tax that's being generated isn't what it used to be. It's shocking, the numbers you gave me. Going back, was it 2008?
Yeah, that's the income tax.
Income tax.
We're bringing in the same amount as we were in 2008 in terms of sales tax. Today, the sales tax that we're going to receive in the current year, fiscal year, would be equal to what we received back in 2012.
In 2012. So when I buy something on Amazon and I am taxed because I live in Illinois and they take a tax, there's no way Bloomington or Normal shares in that tax that's collected.
Yeah, we receive a little. We receive one. The amount you pay, we receive a small portion of that that goes to the state, and they give that. They send that small portion out to municipalities on a formula basis, typically population. What we do not receive is the local sales tax. We have a local sales tax that's frankly larger than the state sales tax. We do not receive that, and online retailers are not obligated to collect that tax, and that's that was a federal law that exempted that tax. There are attempts to get that corrected. In fact, Senator Durbin has kind of been a leader in trying to get the Marketplace Fairness Act approved, which would effectively require online retailers to collect and remit all of those sales taxes, including a local sales tax. And I might say Amazon has been supportive of that law because it creates a uniform system throughout the country, and that's what they prefer. They said, if we're going to do this, we want to be a uniform system as opposed to having every state have their own system of collecting the tax. So,
So why isn't
that? We support that. It just has not made – it hasn't garnered enough support in Congress, particularly the House of Representatives, to pass it. To me, it's just it levels the playing field, and at least it helps some of the local retailers that are bricks and mortar, and they have employees, and they're paying property taxes, and they're members of the Chamber of Commerce, and they're sponsoring the Pony League teams. You don't see many Amazon logos on Pony League team
no,
shirts.
You don't.
It just levels the playing field.
And we're a champion for small business. I mean, almost every commercial you hear on here, unless it's a national buy,
shop local,
We encourage it all the time. You know, usually around the holidays. But boy, this is driving. Who is lobbying against this? Why? This to me is a no-brainer. Communities the country are suffering.
There are some online retailers that are lobbying against it because they know they have a competitive advantage, and there are some members of Congress who see it as an additional tax, even though it really isn't. It's leveling the playing field, but there are some members of the Congress who are just very anti-tax, and they do not support it, particularly in the House of Representatives, where you've got this. Yeah, this conservative block of legislators who are just anything that has the word tax in it, they're against it. So they effectively been able to keep this particular act from even coming to the floor for a vote. I will tell you, our local legislators, irrespective of party, I believe all of them support the Marketplace Fairness Act. So it does have, I think it does have broad support. But unfortunately, the way politics works in Washington, D.C., it hasn't been able to get to the floor for a vote. I believe 2 years ago it actually passed the Senate in a bipartisan vote in the Senate, but it's been held up in the House, and I don't, you know, I don't think there's any kind of a likelihood that it's going to get approved anytime soon. So we're all having to deal with this. And online shopping is here to stay, folks. It's not going to go away. We all do it. I've done it. I try to avoid it. I try to buy local when I can, but sometimes you can't. So it's here, and it's not going away, but it is, I think, not appropriate, not fair that these online retailers get to avoid the collection of sales taxes.
Hear, hear. You know, I pitch a penny. I have no problem paying a tax that would go to Bloomington or Normal if I'm buying online. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
I think most people feel the same way. If I pay the tax, fine. And maybe, you know, on a large item, it can be a significant amount, but I think most people are willing to do it. And again, major online retailers, including Amazon, have come out in support of this this particular proposal, but others, of course, have not. And unfortunately, they've been successful in keeping that that bill wrapped up in the bureaucracy of Congress.
All right, Mark Peterson, you only have a couple more months, right?
2.5 months, yeah.
Yeah, you counting them, are you? 2.5. No, it's just
round.
I was just ballparking it.
Starting to think about it.
Yeah. All right, hey, I appreciate you coming on at such short
Thank
notice.
You, Scott.
Have a great weekend.
You bet.
Talk to you soon.
You
Mark,
too. Thanks.
Mark Peterson, the city manager of Town of Normal.